Nolte, Zombie Network CNN lost 61% of viewers in March. By John Nolte on March 29, 2023. Compared to March of last year, CNN lost 61% of primetime viewers and 73% of viewers in the 25 to 54 age group. That 25 to 54 age group is vital because it sets advertising rates. Thankfully, the news gets worse for Knoll. Throughout the entire month of March, CNN averaged only 473,000 primetime viewers and 100,000 demo viewers. Throughout the total day in March, CNN averaged only 425,000 total viewers and 83,000 demo viewers. The top-rated show at CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence, was Anderson Cooper 360. It placed 26th and averaged only 635,000 total viewers. Aaron Burnett earned only 625,000 viewers. During his smug 2 hours, Jake Tapper averaged only 584,000 and 575,000 total viewers. These are disastrous numbers. Don Lemon's morning show attracted only 346,000 viewers. Meanwhile, at Fox News, Tucker Carlson, Jesse Waters, and Sean Hannity attracted 3.25 million, 2.67 million, and 2.5 million, respectively. The media spin is that CNN's problems stem from its struggle to find a permanent 9 p.m. anchor. Well, that spin is laughable. All that spin tells you is that no one will watch CNN's current anchors in that time slot because no one likes those people. Also, ask yourself this. What does a problem at 9 p.m. have to do with Tapper belly flopping for two late afternoon hours or Anderson Cooper's ratings humiliation? Answer: nothing. CNN is apparently, for some bizarre reason, looking to hire Charles Barkley and Gayle King to step into the 9 p.m. slot. Okay. Whatever. How does that boost Don Lemon out of the ratings gutter? It doesn't. Why? Because CNN is already dead, it's a zombie network walking around dead. And CNN will remain dead unless CNN chief Chris Licht does a personnel enema. CNN doesn't only have a serious credibility issue due to its staff of liars, bigots, and conspiracy theorists, CNN has an appeal problem. The faces of CNN are the most unlikable, shrill, uptight, and humorless group of smugs gathered under one roof since Omega House in 1962. Here are the raw March numbers. Note how CNN is currently closer to Newsmax in the ratings than second-place MSNBC. Total primetime viewers, demo viewers. Fox, 2.094 million, 245,000. MSNBC, 1.135 million, 107,000. CNN, 473,000 to 100,000. Newsmax, 113,000 to 14,000. News Nation, 96,000 to 18,000. Total day viewers, demo viewers. Fox, 1.319 million, 162,000. MSNBC, 701,000 to 78,000. CNN, 425,000 to 83,000. Newsmax, 90,000 to 8,000. News Nation, 96,000 to 16,000. CNN spent most of March attacking Fox News, and then Fox News went ahead and earned more than four times as many primetime viewers. I'm no Fox News fan, but that's still hilarious. Well, now we get to sit back and watch CNN spend tens of millions of dollars to fail with Gayle King and Charles Barkley. Glorious. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.